Well, I have to confess, I feel a bit unworthy to be before you tonight. Today we celebrate Holy Thursday, so that's the institution of the Eucharist and the priesthood. I am not yet a priest, and I have never instituted the Eucharist, so I stand before you humble, a humble deacon. But just before I begin, I want to take this opportunity to just thank you. We have a couple months left together as my teaching parish here, but I have just been so blessed by you and this parish. I've been blessed by Father Bodine, all the priests that have gone through in my time here, and by each one of you. You're a beautiful, beautiful community. I love the children screaming at Mass, and I love seeing you in such great number tonight. So thank you for the way that you've blessed me. So to begin with a question, how do you receive things? What do I mean? Well, say you do something really well, and someone comes up to you and says, hey, awesome cake you made. You sang that solo? That was awesome. Great. How does that make you feel? Are you uncomfortable with compliments? Are you able to receive that? Or do you kind of say, no, it wasn't me, even though it totally was? Or what is it like for you to receive a correction? How do you receive that? Whether the person's right or wrong, maybe there's a sliver in there that's for you. But are you able to say, thank you, I appreciate that. I'll take that to prayer. And you humbly accept it. How do I receive that? Or a gift. Maybe you're out to dinner and someone picks up your tab. Are you going to go fight the waitress so that you can give them your card and say no? Or are you able to receive that? Wow. Thank you. The reason why I'm bringing up receiving is it is absolutely essential for us to be good receivers. You see, to be a religious person, a follower of Jesus, receiving is all part of that. Why? Because our faith is something we first receive. All of the stuff that we're going to be doing over the next 3 days, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil, Easter Sunday, all of these rituals, all of this is a response to something that we have first received. Or even think about how people looking in look at the church. Well, you have a lot of rules. I'm sure you find nice community there. I'm sure you do a lot of nice things for other people and the poor. And those are all true. That's all true. And they're wonderful things. But first and foremost, our faith is something that we have received from God. So when we're pondering the question, how well do I receive? It really gets to the heart of this. How well do I receive? How well do we as a church receive from God? Pope Francis has said before, the church is not just an NGO. We are not just a non-governmental organization. But the primary thing is that we receive from God. So how do we receive? And what does that mean? Well, very simply, when we receive, what we're saying is, it doesn't originate in me. The goodness that's coming to me, the fruit of my prayer, the joy that comes, the hope, I'm not the source of that. How important and freeing is that to remember? Like, I don't have to drum something up. I don't have to feel a certain way. I don't have to force it. I just have to have my hands open and receive. God sends it to us. And what we're doing today is responding to that. We are responding to the way that he initiates to us. And how do we respond? Will we respond in our morals, the way we live? The way we live our life? Well, look, Ten Commandments, the rules, all the things that we follow, not eating meat tomorrow. You can look at those as arbitrary rules. But what they actually are, we have received so much from God that we're responding to what we've received. That's what we want to do. We want to respond. And it takes the pressure off because I don't have to be the source of the goodness. I don't have to drum it up in myself. Tonight we celebrate, as we talked about, two of the most practical ways that God reaches out to us. Yes, I agree. two ways that he initiates the Eucharist. He comes to us in a tangible, touchable, tastable, seeable, feelable, whatever word you want to use. We can see him, receive him into ourselves. Jesus in the Eucharist, in our body, we become one. Have you ever thought about the fact that the Eucharist disintegrates inside of you so that God and you are almost like indistinguishable at some point? My brothers and sisters, it is not just a symbol. It is one of the most practical ways. Why do you think we say, when you can come forward and receive Holy Communion? I sit there and either put out my hand or stick out my tongue. That's about all I do. The Lord initiates. He comes to me. And secondly, the priesthood. I'm a couple months from priesthood, so I know well that men training for priesthood are not perfect. My dad's in the second row. You can ask him. After Mass, but out in the parking lot. You're not allowed to talk after Mass. He doesn't call perfect men. We saw Peter tonight. But he does put a face to his love. One of the most powerful lines I've ever heard is hope has a facial expression. It actually looks like something. Have you ever been looked at with hope? Have you ever received that look into yourself? You see, the beauty of the priesthood is because we celebrate the Word, Jesus, becoming flesh. And in the priesthood, these men lay down their life imperfectly, but they come before you as the fleshed Jesus, in persona Christi, in the person of Jesus. It gives it a face, a personality. And so what I want to conclude with tonight is a very practical way that we can receive. Peter tonight gives us two examples of how not to do that. Lord, you will never wash my feet. You will never pay my bill at a restaurant. You will never compliment me. I am too good for that. I know my own. I have money. I have a credit card. No, we're not closed off. That's not how we receive. God is trying to pour his love out upon us. We do not receive like this. And we also don't say, hey, Jesus, here and here and then there. Like I'm calling the shots. Remember what we said. It doesn't originate in me. We receive. And how we receive, and I close with this for you. We receive with the nobility of a first grader. Kids know that they need help. Kids are not afraid to ask for help. Once again, exactly. Kids know that they need to be taken care of. I was in this classroom. A kindergartner came up to me. This was in the winter, so we had our coats and stuff. She came up, just the cutest can be, sticks her arms out and smiles at me. And so I'm looking at the teacher like, what does she want from me, you know? The reason she was doing that, the teacher explained, she's like, oh, every day she needs help putting on her coat. So she comes up and does that. And then you know it's time to put on your coat. And that actually struck me deeply. Wow. She's receiving like this. She's not closed off. She's not saying, you know, wash me all over, although she's leaning that way. Her arms are up and she's open to receiving. She has the nobility of a first grader. They're able to receive it. They are not prideful. They can learn. Life is a school. We learn. And so, my brothers and sisters, my prayer for you today is that you would receive the profound and deep love that God has for you through his priests, through the Eucharist, and most profoundly, in your own hearts. He's coming to you tonight in the Eucharist. And I just invite you to receive that in the fullness that it is.